This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration on Sunday upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all of China's significant maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. The stern message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken came in a statement released ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claim around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. China has rejected that ruling. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida said Sunday they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said 90 deaths have now been confirmed in last month's collapse of the 12-story Surfside building that is up from 86 the day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families have been notified. Some 31 people remain missing. A U.S. citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II alleges that he was tortured in Jordanian detention and fears for his life. His U.S.-based lawyer said this on Sunday on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in the kingdom's ruling family. Along with the mistreatment allegation, the closed-door trial before Jordan State Security Court has been completely unfair, according to Michael Sullivan. This is VOA News. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials this Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledges that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed. The company said it was scheduled to have the meeting with the Food and Drug Administration and other officials Monday, days after Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months. Pfizer's doctor, Mikael Dolson, told the Associated Press last week that early data from the company's booster study suggests people's antibody levels jump 5 to 10-fold after a third dose compared to their second dose months earlier. Evidence it believes supports the need for a booster. Thousands of Cubans marched on Havana's Malecon Promenade and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis and one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory. Many young people took part in the afternoon protests in the capital, which disrupted traffic until police moved it to after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. Police initially trailed behind the protesters as they chanted freedom, enough, and unite. One motorcyclist pulled out a U.S. flag, but it was snatched from him by others. Cuba is going through its worst economic crisis in decades, along with the resurgence of coronavirus cases as it suffers the consequences of U.S. sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. Israel's Supreme Court Sunday cleared the way for some same-sex couples to have children through surrogate mothers, a move hailed by lawmakers and activists as a victory for LGBTQ rights. The court ruled in 2020 that a surrogacy law, which had expanded access to single women but excluded gay couples, disproportionately harmed the right to equality and the right to parenthood and was unlawful. It gave the government a year to draw up a new law, but Parliament failed to meet that deadline. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that she will lead an effort by top U.S. regulators to assess the potential risk that climate change poses to America's financial system. The regulatory assessment is part of a wide-ranging initiative the Biden administration is launching to combat climate change. Yellen says the review will examine whether banks and other institutions are properly assessing it. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.